Everything Digital Podcast for Thursday, July 7th, 2006.
Podcasting almost live.
The Everything Digital Podcast. If it's digital, you're going to hear about it. Unless it's Windows.
All right, it is the Everything Digital Podcast for Thursday, July 7th. 2006, and I'm Alan Joyce. The podcasts are getting a little more frequent now, as you might have noticed. It's probably been only a week or two since the last one, which is good. Beginning to keep more to a tighter schedule. Got a lot of stuff coming up on this show, which I will tell you about right now. We've got Apple's new iMac targeted at the educational market, rumors about the next Pro Mac desktop system, predictions about the new MacBook Pros and Xserves coming up very soon, Google's threat of a lawsuit over loss of net neutrality, and the fully automated self-driving Volkswagen Golf automobile, all coming up on the Everything Digital Podcast. Now, for those 5 5-second news headlines. Microsoft is reported to be working on an iPod competitor that will be available before the holiday shopping season. Nintendo has said it will announce price and launch date details for its Wii console sometime in September. The word Google has recently been added to as a verb to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Microsoft is now facing two lawsuits over its new Windows Genuine Advantage update that contacts Microsoft servers without users' permission. Due to recent increases in Trojan horses targeting Windows machines, security firm Sophos has recommended that users of Windows switch to Mac systems to preserve their internet security. And those are just the short headlines. There are, as always, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Along with everything else that I talk about on the show, you'll find links to the respective content in those show notes at everythingdigital.org. Okay, so on to the Apple news for today. The first item being the new educationally priced iMac computer. It replaces the eMac for now, which was a very popular model for educational markets. And actually, the eMac is rumored to be coming out sometime later this year with an LCD screen. However, it seems like for now, Apple is substituting the eMac with a new version of the iMac. And that new version will be priced at $899. It will have a 1.83 GHz Intel Core Duo processor, a 17-inch LCD display similar to the lower end of the current iMac models. It will have an 80GB serial ATA hard drive, a DVD-ROM / CDRW optical drive, 512 megabytes of RAM. However, that's two 256-megabyte modules, not one 512-megabyte module, which means it's going to be harder to upgrade it. It has an Intel GMA950 integrated graphics card, which shares the system RAM, which means that it's going to take a little bit away from that 512 megabytes of RAM for the graphics processor. It has AirPort Extreme Wi-Fi built in, which is pretty standard nowadays. It's got built-in EyeSight and infrared receiver. However, unlike pretty much every other Mac on the market, the Apple Remote is an extra option for $26, which makes sense for an educational market. Alright, so moving on, there's also some rumors around the internet about the replacement for the PowerMac G5 desktop. Sources are saying that the enclosure is going to be radically different from the current PowerMac G5, and the current design is that cheese grater desktop design, which we've become so familiar with. The configurations, as far as the processors, are rumored to be similar to the current G5 lineup. That is, we're going to have single dual-core processors in the less expensive configurations and dual-core processors in the top-of-the-line configuration. So that's similar to the current quad G5 computer that is on the market now, that has two processors that are both dual core G5 processor. So that's the equivalent of four processors. The processors will be Intel Desktop Core 2 Duo chips, codenamed Conroe, and could be available, the whole system could be available as soon as the end of July, or possibly at Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference in August. Alright, there's also some rumors floating around about some new MacBook Pro models and new Xserve models. The MacBook Pro would also be sporting a new enclosure with the new revision to it. It's going to make a switch from the Intel Laptop Core 2, or it's going to make a switch to the Intel Laptop Core 2 Duo chips, which are codenamed Merom. It will most likely be available at the Apple Worldwide Developer Conference, WWDC, in August, along with probably quite a few significant Apple announcements. Now, the new Xserves will be using the Intel Xeon dual-core processors, which are codenamed Woodcrest, and they'll likely be available at WWDC as well. However, that's at the latest. There's a lot of speculation that the Xserves could be ready fairly soon, and in fact could already be in use at Apple Computer. And that would mean that they could be available this month or much sooner than WWDC, which is in August. Now, onto some general news. Google is threatening an antitrust suit over the loss of net neutrality. So this is in response to a recent amendment to a telecommunications reform bill in the Senate that would have prevented broadband providers from charging internet content providers to have their content delivered at a higher priority. The amendment was unfortunately defeated by a narrow margin in a Senate committee, which sparked a lot of debate over the issue of net neutrality. So this amendment would have made it so that basically every content provider has their fair share of users' bandwidth, basically, so everything is delivered equally. However, now that this amendment's been struck down, there's a good possibility that internet service providers could say, could tell content providers like Google that they have to pay them in order to ensure that their content is delivered efficiently and quickly. So Google has made it clear that it is strongly opposed to the rejection of the amendment and has published an open letter to Congress and recommends that others contact their local politicians about the issue. Google Vice President Vint Cerf recently said that if we are not successful in our arguments, then we will simply have to wait until something bad happens, and then we will make our case known to the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division. Cerf went on to say, "My company, along with many others, believes that the internet should stay open and accessible to everyone equally. We are worried that some of the broadband service providers will interfere with that principle and will attempt to use their control over broadband transport facilities to interfere with the services of competitors." All right. Also, we have a recent demo by Volkswagen of a self-driving car. It's called the VW Golf GTI 53+1, which is named after Herbie, the classic television car with a mind of its own, that carried the racing number 53. It's an internally modified Golf that can drive itself at speeds up to 150 miles per hour and completely on its own, with no human assistance whatsoever, although it can have people in the car. Its external appearance remains almost identical to a normal Volkswagen Golf, although it has hidden radar and laser sensors that gather information about its surroundings, and those are hidden under grills and in very small enclosures, though not very obvious. It actually looks very normal. It uses a satellite navigation system to pinpoint its location to within an inch, and is controlled by a computer system in its trunk. Guests at this Volkswagen demo event were invited to create their own cone-lined courses for the car, all of which it easily completed with no mishaps. It can navigate courses more quickly and more efficiently than a human driver, and controls steering, braking, and acceleration independently without any human interference. There is actually a video posted online of the Golf driving itself through a series of cones, through a course, and that is available in the show notes on everythingdigital.org in the post for this podcast. You should see within the show notes there's just a link to where you can download the video. I think it's in WMV format. So you can just download that and check out this car, because it's pretty cool. Alright, so that is pretty much all I've got for today, for the show. Looks like it's going to be a short show today, but that's just fine. Got a lot of news in that amount of time. So you can post comments at everythingdigital.org, as always, as well as view the show notes there. You can subscribe to the podcast-only feed at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml. You can subscribe to the podcast and text news feed if you want to both download the audio podcast and see some of the text news that I post on the site. That feed is at everythingdigital.org/weblog/index.xml. My email is alan@everythingdigital.org. If you have any questions for me, my Skype ID is everythingdigital, and my AOL Instant Messenger screen name is podcaster. You can also call 206-9-THE-EDP or 206-984-3337 and leave an audio comment for the show, and I might play it on some future episode. Other than that, thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.